Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Rogue River people living in isolation in the 1800s along the Rogue River relied on each other instead of doctors. A Gold Beach doctor, Dr. James Spence, visited upriver residents, but after each harrowing boat ride, he swore he'd never go back. Miners either ignored medical problems until they died in their cabins or consulted someone, not infrequently a grandmother of Indian descent, who treated each ailment with different leaves and roots. Spence used poultices or tar for infections and various teas for aches and pains. He packed rattlesnake bites with mud and painfully adjusted broken bones and tied them up to heal. Self-taught midwives traveling long distances between homesteads saved many mothers and babies. It was understood along the Rogue that 3 gunshots fired in rapid succession meant someone was in crisis. Anyone within hearing distance was expected to drop everything and rush to help. Meadows along the Rogue River Canyon are scattered with the graves of those who couldn't be cured of appendicitis or pneumonia, who hemorrhaged to death after childbirth or an accident, who drowned, or whose mental state resulted in suicide. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.